Good morning to you. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, and welcome to a Monday. Let's see what's going on in our news today. Kim Birchfield in. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning to you. I want to just say, you know how you look at Christmas differently when you look at it through a kid's eyes?
Okay.
Okay, so that's how I feel about Ben. Right now, if you looked at Ben through my eyes, it's all fresh and new. I had a great weekend.
I'm so glad. We'll have to hear all about that.
Yeah, I enjoyed the downtown. Well, let's get into the news now. The economy may be playing a role in the tough war on drugs. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
Despite continual efforts to stop drug dealers, the demand remains high, especially for cocaine, heroin, and the number one drug problem in Central Oregon is still meth. Ken Mannix heads up the Central Oregon Drug Enforcement Team.
Just a really, really bad drug, what it does to people. We being the code team, we battle this every single day, and we continue to battle it. And, we're seeing a lot of the drug. We're seeing more of it now today than we have in years past. Unfortunately, those involved in the trade can make a decent amount of money in doing it. So obviously the incentive to traffic in drugs is high.
Mannix says the bad economy is probably not as much of a factor in this drug trade as the extreme addictive nature of meth. He says once people are hooked, it takes over every aspect of their lives. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
And good news for landlords may not be so good for renters. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams has the details.
Rents in Bend are going up because
our vacancy factors are way down. For example, in Bend, for all types of residential rental properties, the vacancy factor, which represents the number of units that would be vacant per 100, is 3.69. So that is down from approximately 10% last year.
Central Oregon Rental Owners Association President Lene Hunter. Central Oregon Rental Owners Association President Lene Hunter says that is good news because it means that property owners will be able to increase their return on investment. And she says that's important for owners to be able to afford to continue providing rentals. Her forecast is that landlords will probably raise rents about 5%. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And it seems gay couples get more legal protections in Washington State. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
A bill headed to the governor's desk recognizes out-of-state gay marriages, giving them the same rights as domestic partners in Washington. San Juan Island Democrat Kevin Ranker.
It is about equality, and it is absolutely necessary. In fact, I would say it is critical.
Rochester Republican Dan Swecker also supports it.
I would prefer to have it well-defined as to have uncertainty out there about how we're going to handle things. So I think this is a good bill.
Five states, Washington, D.C., and Canada all allow gay marriage.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And Crook County is considering whether to start sharing library materials with Deschutes and Jefferson counties. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Currently, Deschutes and Jefferson County share catalogs, but Crook doesn't. Deschutes County Library Director Todd Dunkelberg says that may be changing.
Basically, what that would do would give anybody in Central Oregon, they could go to any library, not worrying about whether it's their county or not, and be able to check out materials or use services.
The library provided a cost analysis of what it would cost to hook them into the system, and the Crook County Library Board and county commissioners will decide whether to go forward with sharing materials. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And Nala, the black lab mix at the Humane Society of Redmond Shelter, is getting a doggy makeover. Remember the story on Walk with a Worker in December? She picked up the scent of a lost blind dog curled up in a ditch. They rescued the near-death spaniel and returned him to his family. Since then, Nala has not been adopted, so she's getting a complete makeover, including photo shoot on Wednesday. Shelter workers hope that the photo, which will be on her Facebook page, will help her find a family. I'm Kim Birchfield reporting for News Talk 1110 KVND.